To all our listeners, Happy New Year! Welcome to Chimpians 2018. Some of the feedback we got from Dragon Meat was people were finding it a little hard to keep track of the storyline. So I'm planning to revamp the introductions to Chimpians. I haven't had opportunity to do that yet, but that'll be coming soon.
Welcome to Chimpians. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
Right, you fuckers, I'm going to work my way through each one of you.
Paul as Shockwave.
All right, lads, what's going off here? I'll go over and punch him in the face.
Scott, the Stratus.
Basically, your boss is a Class A asshole.
And me, your GM, Mark.
Team Rolling Thunder, with the support of four new Russian heroes, have been lured into a trap by Black Paladin and his cohorts Griffin and Lady Crow. We left the team as the battle was joined, and now we return to see just how they fare with this nefarious and overpowering foe.
On with the show.
Segment one, no one acts. Segment two, it is Bullet. So yeah, you see these two hounds have just come tanking around the corner. They're probably the size, height of like an Irish wolfhound or deerhound, whichever you prefer. But they have more the build of like a pit bull, you know, that sort of breadth, but they've got the height of a... So they're big, they're like small ponies. You see they've got glowing red eyes, their heads are too big for their bodies, and their mouths are full of teeth, but there seems to be more than one row of teeth in there, and over the black fur, it's like this sputtering black and red flame.
Nice.
Okay, I am going to try I can teleport twice my body mass as attack, usable as attack. So I teleport, you know, another person. Now I'm wondering if I can teleport two people simultaneously, as it's double my body weight.
So teleporting your own body weight is you.
Yeah.
Double it is you and someone else.
Yeah, but my usable as attack I can use on someone else. So I'm wondering. I suppose I couldn't attack. I can't use it as a. I couldn't use it on two people simultaneously. I suppose is the point. So.
Yeah, I think without digging into the rules, I would. You could teleport two people, and not teleport yourself.
Okay, in that case, that's what I'm going to do. I am going to teleport both Bastion and Charity up onto the roof. Just here.
Just roll me your to hit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you've just got to hit a DCV3. It's going to be, what, 2-3 hexes? Yeah. Well, actually, maybe 5, height of the house. And
yeah,
distance,
no, I took the modifier off, so I've put them up here.
So yeah, you just go, boom, teleport them up onto the roof out of harm's way. You can have an inspiration point as well.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you've just effectively saved Charity twice now. you didn't realise first time that he was just going to kill her, but... and you've also left yourself in quite an awkward position. I think that's quite brave. I think you deserve that.
Foolish.
I'll be honest. I thought coming in that he would want to keep Charity alive. Mm. So it's just as well.
This is what we'd previously discussed and agreed on.
Nah, he's an egotistical, power-hungry lunatic. What he was planning to do was let her go so she could come running to you and then fucking ride her down.
Ah.
Was his original plan.
Thank you very much.
In the hope that that would enrage you and make you do stupid things, you know, be reckless.
Might enrage someone else. Might enrage Kendo.
So, Lady Crow is next.
Can we see through Bastion's force field?
You can. It's you can see it's there, but you can you can think of it like looking through the glass in a bathroom. Yeah. You know, you can see it, but it's a bit indistinct. Lady Crow holds her action. Fei Li leaps up at this deep demonic thing and swings at it with a sword. Strikes it, and you see that again, much like the hounds, it's got these flames playing over its body, and they lash out down her blade, but the blade seems to suck them in before they actually reach her. And yeah, you see a blade bites into its wing, but it doesn't bring it down. Untermensch, realizing his fucking weapon's no good, slides over the bonnets of the cars, ignoring the fact that they're on fire, and comes up behind one of these hounds, strikes at it with his bare hands.
Hasn't that got a police car on top of it?
Punches it through the police car.
Yeah, I ought to move the police car because I've got a terrible memory, haven't I? Watch this for horrendous, because I haven't got this on DM roll, have I? Fourteen points of killing damage.
Who did that?
Strikes it with his hands.
Wow. That's a martial artist.
It's got no finesse. See, Shockwave? That's a martial artist.
Shut your mouth.
We're going to have to change you from Shockwave to Ripple.
Yeah, he just smashes its back end.
Their back ends are taking quite a beating, aren't they?
Smash the back doors.
So he just slam it into that wall of earth that's risen up, and as he punches it, he's flashing up his arm. Is this this flame just seems gush off the body of this hound? So he's sort of burning the flesh on his arm. Black Paladin, he's so much above you, he swivels his head towards you, looks towards you and goes, "You die!" Disappears. And the horse as well, both of them, boom, gone.
Fuck.
Who was he saying that to?
Shockwave.
He must mean you die later, since he seems to have run away.
Right, okay. And yeah, he just... him and the horse just vanish.
Has he just gone invisible?
Probably. Or maybe he's getting a run-up. Maybe he's teleport. He can teleport, can't he?
No, it's not that good. Yeah, Griffin claws at Red Saviour. So he sort of rakes the armor on his shoulder slightly open. Oh, and then Red Saviour returns the favor. Instead of trying to punch him, she just blasts out this blue energy from her hands. Yeah, but he just buffets with his wings and whips himself out of the way sideways. Bastion again.
Bastion's very handily going to put a barrier around me. very obliging of her.
I was going to ask Bastion to drop the one around the hag, and now I'm going to step in there and fucking throttle her. So if we can save the fireman.
Paramedic.
Yeah.
Paramedic. So yeah, sorry. I was just sorting out the murder of crows. What did you say Bastion's doing?
Yeah, Bastion is going to put a barrier around me.
Because... Remember, it's a barrier, it's not a force field.
Yeah, but she could enclose me, couldn't she, in a force field?
Yes, she can, yes.
Yeah.
So it's just Ross needs to make that DCV to put it around you.
So that's DCV 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she has all the abilities to basically shape it any way she wants and make it any size she wants up to a maximum. So she can put you in a bubble that's literally just you.
Yeah, that's what she's going to do. She's going to make it mushroom shaped.
Mushroom shaped.
As she can. Okay, so I'm going to give her a minus 2 because she's on the roof. So she's got to hit 3, is it? Something like that? Yes. So, cool. Oh no!
Where are we now then? 2, still.
That was 3.
Well, I'm
so
three.
Now we move on to 4. Sorry,
I'm in 3.
So yeah, you act. It's all right. I was reading my list, my grid the wrong way around. So yeah, you act if you go in 3.
Yeah.
Are we rolling thunder at all? Mind you, he's gone.
On what? Yeah, he's gone. And Bastion, can you drop the force field?
She can't
drop it till her action.
Right.
But that's all right. Lady Crow's holding her attack.
I'll hold mine.
So Lady Crow tries to shatter through the force field. She does have to roll it to hit for... You never know. Yeah.
Wow.
She rips into the force field. let me just double check her damage. Lady Crow is...
Oops.
Quite dangerous.
Is what?
She's quite dangerous.
Fucking hell. DCV 16.
Wow.
That Chai Focus, that's only half action, isn't it? For me.
What's that?
Growth and density increase.
In your action, if it's an ability that you're turning on, that doesn't, it's not an attack, it's a free action.
Alright, so I'm going to turn that on anyway.
7. How strong is Bastion's force field?
Unbreakable.
What's the body on Bastion's force field, Matt?
Well, you know what? I don't know. It just says... Oh, it's 7PD, 7ED. But I don't know what strength, what body.
Let me just pull it up then.
It's 78 active points, but I couldn't find it in the.
Yeah, a lot of the cost is because of the fact that she can do it multiple times and she can fully manipulate it.
I know it's only endurance to activate.
Seven PD, 7 ED. Sorry, I thought it was had some body as well. So Lady Crow does 3, 4, 5, 6 plus 1, 7. She rips at the barrier with her claws, and it just collapses.
Mm. So I was holding Mark.
Yep.
So I'm going to go for a disarming throw, which is against a weapon, but I'm going to try and get my hands on her mask and rip it off, throwing her. Does that make sense?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. So you're going to move into her and try and
pull a mask on.
Yeah, pull a mask off.
As a disarming throw.
Yes, by all means, yeah.
So that is. Eleven or lower.
Oh, you hit her.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, she's got to beat my strength of 55.
So it's an opposed strength roll, yeah? So just roll your strength damage and tell me how much body you do.
My strength damage, so that's...
So it's a D6 per 5 points of strength, effectively. I don't think she can beat you, to be honest, because she's not very strong.
That's 11 D6.
She rolls 2. You can't fail.
Fucking wow.
So what? Does that throw her to the ground? Yeah, make her prone. Is that right?
Or? Yeah, and the disarmer, which I was trying to disarm her of the mask.
Yeah, you grab her by the mask, effectively in the back of her head, and force her down to the ground, ripping this strange, you know, overlarge crow's head mask, you know, skull mask off her head. Physical appearance doesn't change at all. Again, I can't remember if I've told you what she looks like, actually. So she's really emaciated and thin and gaunt, and you know, sort of large crow's wings, you know, sort of flaring out from her own arms, overlong fingers, you know, with huge talons on the end. Same with the feet. Her feet are overlong with huge talons, and you throw her to the ground. Nice move.
So
now you've made your move. If you remember, Vicky V did tell you that it was reversible, but she figured that the thing had to be removed for a month.
All right. Great.
Well, at least you've got it off her.
Well,
you've just got to run away for a month.
Make a note of the date.
But yeah, you've made a prone. She's on the floor and she hasn't had a chance to kill the paramedic. I'm going to say the paramedic was holding because he wouldn't know what the shit to do, so he just bolts one between those houses.
Sand.
He's trained to cope with a crisis.
Yeah, there's a crisis and a crisis, though, isn't there? You know, when some fucking demonic looking, emaciated crow woman's been just darting in and slashing you with her claws, you know, his face is all like, you know, riddled with little gouges and scratches and blood running over all his uniform. She's been toying with him like a cat with a mouse for the last 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's segment 4, and that makes it Bullet.
Right. So Griffin's still out there.
As far as you can tell, every adversary is there apart from Black Paladin, who has disappeared. But you wouldn't be aware of that at the moment.
Okay.
And you've got these two slavering, demonic, pony-like dogs in front of you.
Yeah, I'll wave at them, and and I will teleport up here. Onto the edge of the roof.
So you're teleporting onto that house just above where Black Paladin was.
Yeah. So that's me. I'm also going to raise my force field because that's a free action. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Sorry. Just one thing. Did everyone get recovery at the end of segment 12?
The first segment 12.
Yeah.
If you needed it, yes, you do. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And it's Lady Crow again.
Again?
She'd held her action.
She'd been thrown to the floor and she's prone.
That's all she is.
She'd held her action.
And attacked the force.
Brought
field.
The barrier down. He threw her on the floor. Now it's a normal action.
Oh,
right. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, she leaps back up to her feet. Just tries to rake you with the claws.
Six.
Yeah, she slashes you with the claws. You see, you know, now you're up close with her because the last time you faced off against these guys, you know, it was a running battle, wasn't it? You were just trying to get out of there, and no one really toed. See, you know, she leaps up. She's incredibly fast, really lithe, and you see like these claws, they're huge, they must be about 6 inches long, and she tries to rake you with them.
Oh, fucking hell.
Can I just mention, because you rolled that, I don't know if Paul was even considering dodging or anything, but he didn't get a chance, because you rolled it really quick.
That's fair enough. I should make a little pause there.
What's that?
So if you want to dodge an attack, you can abort to dodge, which means you lose your next action, but you have to say you dodge before you know you've been hit.
All right.
But yeah, as Matt says, I was a little bit quick off the bat there, so if you want to try and dodge this, you can. It just means your DCV goes up.
By 3, but you don't get your next action, so...
Well, I won't do it then.
Fine.
I'm just going to stay where I am.
So, what I'm going to roll has got a +1 to it as well, because there's no way for me to +1.
Is that killing damage?
Yeah, she does a...
Shit.
Oh!
Shit.
I've got the minus... that macro's a little bit wrong, so she does 9, 10, 11, 12 points of killing damage.
Which is straight.
Take your resistant defense off of that. Physical resistant defense. Which I know you've got a reasonable amount of.
A resistance PD?
Yeah.
13.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty high, man. So a killing attack doesn't get through at all. That's done that times by 6.
That's because I've got my growth.
Yeah.
Not growth, density, which...
Have you got that turned on, though?
Yeah, I said to that I was going to turn it on and you said it was a free...
Yes, you did, yes, yeah. Sorry. So 11 times 5 is... And 55 stun, but you get all your defense against that 55 stun.
Right. So I've got 20 PD.
So you take 35 stun,
minus
25% damage resistance. Does anyone want to do the math on that?
Sorry, 35.
Yeah.
What's that about? 7.
So you take 3 quarters. No, he takes 3 quarters of that.
So he takes 8 off it.
26.
Might be worth having a little spreadsheet with that in, Paul, so you can just put a number in it, just spits it out. So she rakes you, and you think, fucking hell. I mean, because, you know, you've been around for a little while now, you've slightly got used to your new abilities, you know you're pretty impervious to damage, you know, you can take a bit of a kicking. And that hurts, it smarts. So we're in 4, aren't we? So it's next is...
I'm in 4.
Yeah, can I say, I bogged up a bit, so I'm trying to do this in your favour rather than the enemy's favour. It's Bastion again. Bastion's acted far too many times this segment, this round, but say it's my mistake, so I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Bastion is going to... gingerly step to the edge of the roof, and she's going to try her she's going to try her entangle, though I'm not sure how that works, never having tried to entangle anything before.
Just roll your to hit.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Who's she trying to entangle?
She's trying to entangle Lady Crow.
Okay.
She's just in range. So she is going to go... DCV 8.
Yeah, unfortunately, Lady Crow's too... She's too agile, you know. Bastion goes to the edge of the roof and... These sort of tendrils of blue energy leap from her hands...
Oh,
try and wrap around Lady Crow, you know, sort of fix themselves to the ground and try and snake around her. But she just bats her wings once, raises herself into the air and sort of slides sideways. But until it's your next round, you could have a quick read of Entangle and make sure I've got that right. I think that's how it works.
Yeah, cool.
Stratus.
Right. Well, I'm going to try and attack Lady Crow. So I'm going to unleash my ice shards at her. DCV 9.
Against Lady Crow.
Yeah.
No, it misses.
Ooh.
She's like a she's like a dancer. She just keeps weaving. And I mean, obviously, that lithe, scrawny physique of hers, she moves like a snake. We're in four, aren't we? Oh, God. So it's the dogs. Let me just roll for the two here. The two hounds here are just pouring at this barrier that's still up, trying to snarling and snapping and ripping at it, but just sliding off of it at the moment. And that's it for segment four. Segment five. Oh dear, Bullet, you don't get tight for a change. Black Paladin.
He's gone. I'm keeping a look in my hood in case he appears anywhere on camera.
Griffin and Red Savior are just... their combat is sort of taken to the air, do you know what I mean? They're sort of, you know, swirling around each other about 15 feet off the floor. You know, Griffin slashing at Red Savior. Red Savior, combination of trying to punch him with the sort of the glowing, the fist glowing with this energy, or blasting at him. He tries to rip her, but she's too agile for him. But she doesn't get to act this round either. And hardly anyone gets to act that round either. Five, so six. Segment six. It's Bullet again.
Okay. I am going to line up on Lady Crow and use my auto fire with my rifle. Actually, no. I can use my handguns, can't I? Because I'm within range, and I can use auto fire on anything because it's my special ability. So